The West African Mining and Power Conference and Exhibition has established itself as a major forum for the mining and power industry, where government and industry players from across the African continent meet to discuss policy, legislation, challenges, and market developments. Exhibitors from around the world also participate to showcase latest technologies, innovations, and products which feed into the supply chain of the mining and power industries. The president of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Kwame Adokufo, said the mining industry will continue to play its part in national development. Statistics from the Ghana Revenue Authority show that mining remains the number one source of internally mobilized revenue. The mining sector also remains the leading source of foreign exchange in Ghana, ahead of oil and cocoa. To this end, the Chamber has collaborated with CSOs, government institutions, including the Ministry of Finance and the Ghana Revenue Authority, to implement the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, which is recognized as the leading governance framework in the global extractive sector. Dr. Adokufo said the Chamber has renewed its focus on improving its performance of Ghanaian participation in the value chain. He commended government for taking the bold steps in placing a ban on small-scale mining.
Permit me to conclude by commending you and your hard-working Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Honorable John Peter Amewu, for the good work you are doing to rid the country of illegal mining and the consequent environmental degradation. We at the Chamber will be the first to admit that it takes a lot of hard work and political commitment to address the menace of illegal mining. The actions you took in your first year of office were indicative of your personal commitment to leave a positive and lasting legacy for coming generations. With the implementation of the Multisectorial Mine Mineral Integrated Project, MMIP, we are assured of a holistic strategy to address the ills of illegal mining.
President Akufo-Addo asked the mining companies operating in Ghana to begin producing locally many of the equipment they import. He said a lot of money is used to import mining tools and equipment. He noted that the value chain of mining has a huge potential for creating jobs, and government intends to tap into it to develop the economy. President Akufo-Addo urged the PURC to devise ways to further bring the electricity tariffs down.
It is well known that power is critical to industry in general, and especially so for an energy-intensive sector such as the mining sector. We need reliable and cost-competitive power supply to be able to translate into reality our desire for harnessing linkage opportunities and value addition to our gold, bauxite, iron ore, and other minerals. We must salute the PURC for implementing a 10% reduction in power tariffs a few months ago for the mining companies, as had been requested by government, and urge them to work to find scope for further reduction to help stimulate industry. It is our desire to review continually the energy mix and cost of power generation for competitive, cost-effective power tariffs.
The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, John Peter Amewu, said government will ensure that mining impacts positively on the socio-economic development of Ghanaians.
Bright Intramus report.